안녕하십니까? 2018학년도 11월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2018학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tina, what do you want to have for lunch?
Well, how about the new French restaurant across the street?
Oh, I've heard about it. Have you been to that place?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Mike. I got two tickets for the art exhibition this Saturday.
Oh, you must be excited. You really like paintings.
Yeah. Let's go together and learn more about paintings.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. Welcome to Sunshine Zoo. I'm Mr. Johnson, the head of the zookeepers. We're working hard to ensure the safety of tourists and animals. Before the tour, we kindly request that you keep a few regulations in mind. First, don't feed the animals or throw things at the cages, as it can make them sick or cause a lot of stress to them. Second, turn off the camera flash while taking pictures of the animals, because it can startle them. Lastly, don't leave young kids unattended. They might get lost and enter prohibited areas. I hope you enjoy your tour.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, you're home early.
Hi, sweetie. Where is Kathy?
She went shopping with her friends.
She's been going shopping a lot lately. She must have spent all of her allowance.
I think so. She asked me for more money yesterday. I'm worried that she doesn't think about how she spends her money.
I'm worried, too. She'll have to learn how to manage her money on her own.
Yeah. I think it's the role of the parents to teach their child how to do that.
You're right. We should help Kathy to be financially smart.
Of course. Home should be the place to gain proper spending habits.
I agree. Let's talk to her when she comes back home.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, sir. Thank you for sitting down with me today.
Hello, Aaron. Thank you for coming here.
No problem. As I mentioned on the phone, I'm writing an article about you for our school newspaper.
Yes, that's right.
So, I'd like to know what first attracted you to this job.
A documentary about diseases that I saw in a middle school science class inspired me.
I see. And I heard that you do medical volunteer work every summer.
I do. Some of the nurses at my hospital help me treat patients living in isolated areas.
That's so impressive. Finally, do you have any advice for students who want to be doctors, like I do?
Well, always remember to put others' needs before your own.
That's an important point. Can I take pictures of you with the nurses for our article?
Sure. Please come this way.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Kelly. Have you finished preparing for the skit contest this Friday?
Yes, I almost have. Take a look. The banner with balloons at the back of the stage looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks neat. What's the sofa on the stage for?
It's for the first skit.
Okay. The star-shaped trophy on the table looks cool. Is it for the winning class?
Exactly. The winning class will also get to perform at the school festival.
That's amazing. And what's the curtain for? I haven't seen it before.
It was set up for the contest yesterday. It'll be used between skits.
Wonderful. Who is the girl wearing glasses?
That's Judy. She's a staff member from another class.
I see. The contest will be really fun.
You should come and watch.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Alice. How are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm doing great. I'm getting used to this new neighborhood.
Good. Have you met any of your other neighbors?
I met a few. I had dinner with my next-door neighbors, Tim and Julie, last Saturday.
That's nice. I know the couple well. I do exercises with them at the community center.
Community center? Where is it?
It's next to the post office. I go there to play table tennis every weekend.
That sounds interesting. I like playing table tennis too.
Then why don't you join me this Saturday?
I'd like to, but I threw my racket away before moving here. Can you lend me one?
Sure, I have an extra.
Thank you.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 아이스 스케이트를 타러 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Jake, our presentation is finally over. I feel so relieved.
So do I. And what will you do now?
I'm thinking of going ice skating.
That sounds fun. Where can you do that?
There's an ice rink at the mall where I have my part-time job.
Really? How is it?
It's nice and big. There's also a discount for students. Why don't we go ice skating together today?
I wish I could, but I can't go.
Why? Do you have something else to do?
Yes, I'm going on a trip to Busan with my friends tomorrow, so I have to pack my bag.
No problem. We can go ice skating next time. Have a nice trip.
Thanks. See you later.
(9번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, how may I help you?
I'd like to buy tickets for the next Greenville City bus tour, please.
There's one departing at 11 a.m. Is that time okay with you?
Sounds great. How much is the fare?
A ticket for an adult is $30 per person.
Okay. How much is it for a child?
It's $20. How many tickets do you need?
Two adults and one child. And I downloaded a coupon from your website. Can I use it?
Sure. With that, you can save 10% off the total fare.
Sounds good. I'll use the coupon.
All right. How would you like to pay?
By credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 글로벌 스튜던트 카드에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Jim, take a look at this. I got a global student card.
Oh, let me see it. Can all students get one?
Only students from 16 to 25 years old can get one. It proves that we're students when traveling abroad.
It sounds useful. I might get one myself.
That's a good idea. Once you have it, it's valid for 3 years.
I see. What do I need to do to get one issued?
You need to submit a copy of your student ID card and an application form to the school office.
How long does it take to get it issued?
It'll take about 2 weeks, and you'll receive it by mail.
Okay. Thank you for the information.
You're welcome. You can go right now before the office closes.
I might as well try. See you.
11번. 클리어 워터 유니버시티 5km 런에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. This is Jane Parker from Clearwater University Broadcasting Center. The Clearwater University 5-kilometer run will be held on November 24th to celebrate the school's 50th anniversary. All students and faculty members can participate in the run. It'll start at 10 a.m., and participants will run a course through the campus. The entry fee is $5 for students and $15 for faculty members. A bottle of water and a small snack will be provided. The run will be finished around noon, and after lunch, there will be a music concert in the main hall at 2 p.m. If you're interested, you can sign up through the university website or in the school library in person. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 관람할 영화를 고르시오.
Brian, we're off work tomorrow. Do you have any plans?
I was thinking of going to see a movie at the Limestone Movie Theater. There are several newly released movies.
Really? Can I come with you?
Sure, let me see. We can see the timetable on the mobile app. These are the only tickets left.
Why don't we try Funny Guys? I saw the trailer. It looked interesting.
Oh, I've already seen it. How about a horror movie?
I'm not really fond of that kind of movie.
Okay. I've never seen a 3D or 4D movie before. Do you want to try out a movie with special features?
I'd love to. Then I think that leaves us with two choices.
Okay. This movie starts a little late for me. Let's see the one that starts earlier.
It must be this one, then. What do you think?
Great. I look forward to it. Honey, what are you looking at?
Look at these puppies in this picture.
They're so cute. Whose puppies are they?
They're my cousin Amy's.
There are five of them. It must be difficult for her to raise all of them.
That's why she asked if we're willing to raise one. She knows I like dogs.
Really? That would be a good idea.
Yeah, but are you sure we can take good care of it?
Of course. I raised a dog when I was a kid.
Oh, I didn't know that you had a pet. I'll be able to take good care of it with your help.
Definitely. Our children will also be happy to know that we'll have a puppy. Hello, how can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to ask about the library facilities.
You're talking to the right person. How may I help you?
I just checked the public library homepage, but I'm having trouble finding some information.
I apologize. What would you like to know?
It says the library is going to reopen after the renovation on the 15th of November. But what time does it open on that day?
It will open at 9 a.m. and close at 6 p.m.
Okay. I plan to borrow books on that day. Can I use the library card that I have now?
I'm afraid not. We adopted a new system.
Oh, how can I get a new card?
Come to the checkout desk and we'll give you one.
All right. I think putting those details on the website would be helpful.
Peter and Stella are working in the same office. Their office is packed with computers, copy machines, and other office supplies, so there's always lots of dust in the office. They used to open the windows for some fresh air several times a day, but nowadays they can't because of severe and frequent fine dust. Because of this, Stella suffers from chronic coughing, so Peter tries to think about how to improve air quality in the office. One day, Peter finds out that some plants help purify the air. So, Peter wants to suggest to Stella that they put plant pots in their office. In this situation, what would Peter most likely say to Stella?
Hello,
everyone. I'm Wilma Moore from Margaret Medical Center. As the days get shorter during winter, many people find themselves feeling sad. What can we do about it? I'd like to recommend some things to eat that can help you deal with this problem. First, salmon, a popular cold water fish, can help fight depression. Salmon is rich in omega-3 fatty acids that improve symptoms associated with depression. Second, eating eggs daily can help fight many kinds of mood disorders. Eggs are one of the few foods that contain vitamin D, which can prevent depression. Third, if you eat a few bananas a day, it can keep you happy and relieve the symptoms of depression. Bananas are known to contain a type of protein that helps you relax, improving your mood. Lastly, yogurt also can be effective in beating the winter blues. The protein and calcium in yogurt can ease anxiety. Try these foods and they'll lift you up when you're down. I hope you stay healthy during the cold winter.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello everyone. I'm Wilma Moore from Margaret Medical Center. As the days get shorter during winter, many people find themselves feeling sad. What can we do about it? I'd like to recommend some things to eat that can help you deal with this problem. First, salmon, a popular cold water fish, can help fight depression. Salmon is rich in omega-3 fatty acids that improve symptoms associated with depression. Second, eating eggs daily can help fight many kinds of mood disorders. Eggs are one of the few foods that contain vitamin D, which can prevent depression. Third, if you eat a few bananas a day, it can keep you happy and relieve the symptoms of depression. Bananas are known to contain a type of protein that helps you relax, improving your mood. Lastly, yogurt also can be effective in beating the winter blues. The protein and calcium in yogurt can ease anxiety. Try these foods and they'll lift you up when you're down. I hope you stay healthy during the cold winter.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 식품이 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.